c'est sérieux, c'est pas pour vous faire parler, je ne sais pas ce que c'est. Ce que...
Je peux parler. Por ejemplo, el español en Latinoamérica tiene como muchas músicas diferentes y le pasa un poco como al italiano, que tiene estas entonaciones así que son muy peculiares.
Pues sí, pues te dije buen cumplimiento.
А что же он отказал?
Что? Она спросила, откуда я.
The sound of communication barriers being broken and language bridges being built. People practicing a language in an informal environment filled with laughter and casual conversation. As part of the International Year of Languages, the UN Language Programme, which offers lunch hour language classes to UN staff, launched Speaking Tables, a fun and exciting way to practice a language over lunch in a relaxed environment. But there are a few requirements. You cannot be shy and you cannot be afraid to make mistakes. The more you talk, the more progress you make. The idea of Speaking Tables was the brainchild of Javier Sanon, head of the Language and Communications Program in New York.
This is the 2008 International Year of Languages, so we have a series of events taking place along the year. This is our second event, in fact, but the interesting thing about this is that it's going to be here for the rest of the year. And I think it is very nice to see the response from our colleagues coming to have lunch and enjoy the practice of the languages.
Started on March 18th, these lunch hour sessions will be held in the cafeteria of the Secretariat building every first and third Tuesday.
Well, the idea is to look for situations to practice the language you are learning in a relaxed atmosphere, meeting new people, meeting more colleagues, and having an opportunity to use one of the six official languages. So we were looking for this type of activity.
The hope is to attract people from all departments and to get them to listen, talk, and enjoy. The initial response has been enthusiastic, with each of the six language tables being filled.
My name is Joyce Lewis-Swenson, and I really enjoyed the session because I took Spanish classes in the 90s and I haven't spoken Spanish for a long time. So the first few seconds were difficult trying to prompt myself. But then the vocabulary I realized I had, it was all dormant, and the more I speak, the more it will come. But it was fun, I enjoyed it. I got to meet new colleagues, I mean from other departments, met someone I took classes with several years ago. So overall it was fun, it was fun lunch. Instead of having lunch with people that you already know, you get to meet new people, learn new experiences. I just met an intern who, from another country. It is, yeah, I would recommend it highly.
The reasons for attending speaking tables are many, but the goals are the same. Shahana Heda spoke to us about her experience.
I attended three levels of the Arabic course, and the reason I started on the course was because I'm a Muslim and I read the Quran, and that's in Arabic, and I thought if I learned the language, I would be able to understand a little bit of what I was reading. But I dropped out of that course mainly because I found that there was a lot of homework to do. And when I got home, taking care of the family, doing the homework, and praying and reading the Quran as is prescribed for us was a little too much for me. But I still had that yearning to speak the language. So when I saw this email about the speaking tables, I thought, thank God, this is another way for me to actually not have the burden of doing the homework, but actually listen to somebody and speak the language and have the conversation.
This is Alicia Austin reporting for UN Radio.